bad, but everything is for the best. Exit number one from the introduction of Rav Chaim Vital to the gate of introduction. The young man said, the poor Chaim Vital, when I was 30, I was weak. I sat bewildered, and my thoughts were wandering because the summer was over and we were not saved. There was no cure to our illness, no remedy to our flesh, and no healing to our blow, to the ruin of our temple that was ruined for now 1,504 years. Woe unto us, because the day is over. One day of the Creator, which is a 1,000 years, and also the shadows of the evening were getting longer, which are 504 years, more than half of the second day, and all the ends have already come, and still the Son of David has not come. And we know what our sages said. Every generation in which the temple is not built, it is as though it was ruined in its time. And I was wondering, what was it, and why was our exile prolonged, and why the son of Ishai did not come?
We talked about it already. Move on.
Excerpt number 2 from Babylonian Talmud, Masechet Yoma. The first temple, why was it ruined? Because of 3 things that were in it: idolatry, incest, and bloodshed. But in the second temple, when they engaged in Torah and mitzvot and charity, why was it ruined? Because there was unfounded hatred in it.
Yes. Yes, again.
The house was ruined because of unfounded hatred, when their hearts was divided, and they were divided, and they were unworthy of a temple, which is the unity of Israel.
Know what the temple is. Next.
Exit number 4 from Rav Chaim Vital. Our sages said, the hatred of people takes a person out of this world, out of the world, and he seemingly hates the Creator for creating him. It is written, the second temple, there were righteous and great sages in it, and it was ruined only because of unfounded hatred. And the end was prolonged only because of unfounded hatred. Moreover, the rest of the transgressions, he does not transgress them, but only for a time. But unfounded hatred is always in the heart. In every moment, he transgresses in, you shall not hate. And in the positive mitzvot, in the mitzvot to do things, love your neighbor as yourself, he transgresses it. And moreover, about this commandment, they said that it is the great rule of the Torah, that everything depends on this. And Moses was rewarded with all of his merits because he loved Israel and was sorry for their trouble, as our sages said, about, and he saw their suffering, and about the verse, and now if you carry their sin, and if my camp... Excerpt number 9 from Esh Kodesh, fire of holiness. It is known that the appearance of the din, the judgment, is above the appearance, manifestation of rachamim, mercy. But for now it is hard to accept it and attain it, and it turns into judgment and punishment. Therefore, the spectators, as the spectator stands at a higher place and looks from above downward, likewise, the prophets saw everything from their high level of holiness, meaning out of all the troubles of Israel, which were judgment and punishment, they discovered that it really was a great revelation, but only because the prophets were looking at Israel's troubles as spectators from above. This is why they saw in them the great light. But those who were looking from below, only at their troubles, it was difficult for them to see the light in it.
Lander. Okay, let's move on.
Excerpt number 5. A letter from Elijah. At the end of the Second Temple, the quarreling and hatred in Israel increased, and pride was the root of this desire for absolute governance that brought them into hating their friends, where they couldn't stand the very existence of another. For the root of the pride, from there came the impudence and insolence to sin without any shame, and they don't perceive the conflict between their actions and what they attain in their minds, and their conscience does not cause them to hide their actions. And if they don't care whatsoever that their actions contradict their attainment of knowledge, then this is regarded as all sin, with insolence and rebellion against the Creator. And those are the ones that caused the ruin of the temple.
Next.
Excerpt number 6, Bala Sulam, this is for Judah. All the letters of redemption are present in exile, except for the letter Aleph, since this letter indicates Aluf, the champion of the world. This teaches us that the form of the absence is but the negation of the presence. And we know the form of the presence, redemption, from the verse, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them. Hence, the form of the previous absence, meaning the form of exile, is only the absence of the knowledge of the Lord. This is the absence of the Aleph, which is missing in the Gola, exile, and present in the Geula, redemption. The Dvikut, adhesion with the champion of the world. This is precisely the redemption of our souls, no more and no less. As we have said, that all the letters of Geula are present in Gola, but the Aleph, which is the champion of the world.
Come on, Bala Sulam, let's end with him.
Bala Sulam from a sage's fruit. I heard from my teacher, when the temple was ruined, immediately Rabbi Akiva said to his students, the temple was ruined, as though it was nothing of consequence. Let us resume our studies. And I think the interpretation of these holy words is apparent, as this sage, Rabbi Akiva, was always teaching his students that blessed are you, Israel, before whom you are purified. But they didn't use this sufficiently, and they died in the days of the counting, until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south and taught them. And then they heard for themselves, meaning they saw with their eyes before whom they were purifying themselves and who was purifying them. And this is the meaning of when the house was ruined, Rabbi Akiva said, so what? Go and learn before whom you are purified and who purifies you. These words require great scrutiny. Therefore, now all you need to do is make your mind purer for the